But right now, we've got an exciting event coming up in my neck of the woods. It's going to be along the Danforth. It's called Thrill of the Grill. And joining me to talk about it is designer and TV personality Tommy Smythe. Hey, Tommy, thanks for doing this.
Barb, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. You're still at work, and I'm actually sitting in my jammies, because normally I'm in bed at this time of night, because I'm an old guy.
Oh, it's not, you know what, it's not older. I wish I could be, I would like to get you back by saying, oh, when you're at work tomorrow, I'm going to be in bed, but I actually won't. I have early mornings and late nights, and it's kind of one of those funny things. So you are going to be emceeing this really, really cool event that's happening July 4th.
That's right. I'm co-hosting Thrill of the Grill with my gal pal, very, very dear friend, Chef Lynn Crawford. We've been involved with this event since the get-go. So this is the sixth annual Thrill of the Grill.
Okay.
It's placed on the Danforth.
Okay.
It's organized by the Danforth BIA, the Business Improvement Association. Our dear friend, mine and Lynn's mutual dear friend, Susan Puff, is the sort of originator of this idea. And her husband, Ross, succumbed to kidney cancer a few years ago, and he was a very, very close friend of Lynn's and a television industry luminary who was much loved and much respected by many of us in the TV industry. And so Susan had this notion, this idea to do the kind of thing that Ross would have really loved and appreciated, which is a gathering around food, amazing food, in the neighborhood that he loved and that Susan still works in, and really just sort of celebrate a really great time in the summer with great food and great fun, but also raise awareness about kidney cancer and support the Odette Center.
This sounds like a really fun event. It's not very expensive. People can pay. Now, I understand there is an area, an enclosed area, where they can enjoy all of this and watch fireworks in the evening. Where exactly is it held?
So normally, this is held on the Danforth, and it is really sort of curated by the Danforth BIA and by the restaurants that are local to that area. This year, which is a really incredibly special, amazing year, is called Light the Night. And what we're doing is we're moving just a little bit to the west, right onto the Bloor Viaduct. So the Bloor Bridge, which is that iconic, incredible, early 20th century structure that the subway goes across to get us across the Don Valley, is going to, for the first time in its history, be permanently lit. And Thrill of the Grill is actually the event which marks the first lighting of the bridge. So it's an extraordinary experience this year. It's always great fun, certainly. But this year is a really special year for us because in conjunction with the opening of the Pan Am Games and celebrating the games, we have athletes coming to the Thrill. We've got all of our chefs who normally come to the Thrill and compete for your favorite ribs. If you love ribs and you hate cancer, this is the perfect place to be. This is why I do it.
Is the bridge going to be shut down?
The bridge is going to be shut down. So we're all going to be on the bridge together, enjoying the evening and the lighting of the bridge, which is going to be, I am told, quite spectacular.
That's terrific. What a great event. It sounds like a lot of fun. And did you want to mention some of the restaurants that are involved?
Yeah, we have a bunch of restaurants who are coming back who have been involved in years past, and then a couple of new ones. So Allen's on the Danforth. We've got the Combine Eatery, Factory Girl, Globe Bistro, Das Gasthaus. I have to try to say that with my best German accent. Tapas at Embrulho, and also the meat department. So some of these restaurants have been past winners. They are definitely bringing their A game. I have personally eaten in every single one of them, and I can tell you that every single chef who brings their A game to the Thrill of the Grill is unbelievably talented, and the ribs themselves are incredible. But of course, you know, we do have vegetarian options. So we're also doing grilled corn. We also have all kinds of amazing partners like Esca Water, all kinds of really great stuff for kids and for people who aren't necessarily going to be eating ribs. We've got veggies too, so it's all good.
Okay, and it's going for a great cause, kidney cancer research, and I'm understanding that kidney cancer is not an easy one to diagnose.
No, it's not. I mean, it annually strikes about 5,900 Canadians. So that's, and of those, 1,824 Ontarians. So it's a, of those people who are actually stricken by kidney cancer, about 1,750 die from it. Oh. So it is something that's very difficult to diagnose. Generally, when people are diagnosed with it, it's actually caught when the doctors are scanning for something else. So it's a really tricky one. It's a very difficult thing to target. And so by raising awareness, by raising funds for research and certainly for kidney care and treatment through the Odette Center, we are really making a huge difference in the lives of families who are affected by kidney cancer. It's a really, really important thing to all of us who are involved.
Sure. Tommy Smythe is my guest designer, TV personality. You know him from many shows, including Sarah's House, Sarah's Cottage, and Sarah 101. And I understand, well, the bridge that you guys are going to be shutting down and doing this event on is one that I travel back and forth on quite a bit. And yeah. Apparently it's got quite a history.
It does, yeah. It was originally built, I believe, it started in 1915, so it's having its 100-year anniversary of the commencement of the building of the bridge. It was completed in 1919, and I think it was originally open to traffic like on sometime in the summertime. And officially, it's called the Prince Edward Bridge. So it was, I think, inaugurated by Prince Edward, the Prince of Wales. He was the Prince of Wales at the time, of course. And the architect was Edmund Burke. So it is 1,620 feet long. So there's plenty of room for anybody who wants to come and join us. It's that long, 1,600 feet and more. And I think it's about 135 or 130 feet above ground. So it has these incredibly commanding views of the Don Valley. It's a magnificent structure. For architecture geeks like me, it's a beloved structure and an amazing, an incredible building in our city. And so it's a privilege to be, for me as an architecture geek, to be able to host an event on this structure. It's incredible.
Well, and for people who are attending, what a great opportunity to be a part of it, because when else are you going to be able to be on that bridge when it's shut down at night for the lighting? It's just a terrific event.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, don't quote me on this, but I'm not sure it gets shut down very often, if at all.
Right.
So this is an incredibly special event that the city has helped us in terms of coordinating. And, of course, with the Pan Am Games and all of what's happening in the city regarding that, there are so many layers of excitement. You know, we have athletes that are participating in our event as well as, you know, other things that they're doing around the city for the games. And I think everybody just loves the idea and the notion of gathering for this kind of celebration. And it's about light, it's about color, it's about food, it's about, you know, getting together with your neighbors, and it's about fighting kidney cancer, which are all really lovely and tremendously rewarding things to do. Obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. Can you give us a website where people can get more information and buy tickets?
Let me just see here. Hold on a second. I don't know if I have the web address. Hold on a second. Tickets are on sale at www.thedanforth.ca, because, again, it's organized by the Danforth BIA. So your $20 ticket gets you 7 different kinds of ribs by these amazing chefs from these amazing restaurants, grilled corn, samples of Steam Whistle beer, and Gnarly Head wine, of course, for those 19 or over. A bottle of water, second cup samples in terms of coffee products. And so there's a great deal of value for your $20 ticket. This is a super inexpensive, amazingly fun night out. And, of course, you've got Chef Lynn Crawford and I on the microphone saying all kinds of inappropriate and funny things.
Sounds like a great event. Tommy Smythe, thank you so much for this.
Thanks, Barb. Lovely to talk to you.
Same to you. The event is Light the Night with the 6th annual Thrill of the Grill, and it is happening on the Bloor Danforth Bridge on July 4th.